Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Your sticky face and your poly bed too. Victoria Beckham's missing out. Only she could make you happy right now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Your sticky face and your poly bed too. My tooth necklace freaking them out. I can't get over you now.
Usually I put on my necklace made from ivory and plumbins and think of you. But today I see a memory of your face and fog looking back at me. I just need a better life than this. I need something only you can give. Yarmouk, you are all that I want, but it's gone, a love that never was.
Yarmouk, all I think about is you. Your sticky face and your poly bed too. Victoria Beckham's missing out. Only she could make you happy right now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Your sticky face and your poly bed too. My tooth necklace freaking them out. I can't get over you now.
Your sticky face and your barley bed too.
Shout out Pete Bradford for that, or should we say Les Pete Bradford, beloved patron.
That was amazing. I love Yarmouk. That scene, that was... That's one of my favorite scenes we've ever done.
We should have Max and Yvonne back on.
100%. Max and Yvonne are brilliant. That I'm so glad that Yarmouk's getting some love. And the tooth necklace. I forgot about the teeth. Oh, my God. Yarmouk. That was brilliant. Ice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ultimately,
it's ice. Yeah.
Wow, that was so special. Yarmouk, all I think about is you.
Do you know what that was a parody of?
Sometimes all I think about is you. Who made that song? I feel like I've heard it a million times. Sometimes all I think about.
You know what song I've been getting pretty into, and I'm pretty late to the party on this? Industry Baby.
Glass Animals. Oh, I love Industry Baby.
And this one is for the champions. Yeah.
I feel like over the years that is one that I could see, like, I have a dream that one day we'll do a sketch of like a HeadGum open mic and all of
Marty,
us just getting
up. And this one is for the champions.
You was never really rooting for me anyway.
None of us cared.
There's so many songs that I want Marty to talk sing. And like the one that just kills me, even just thinking about it, is just, oh, she may be weary.
That's the one that we should do.
Girls, they do get wearing that same old saggy dress.
Marty's never gone on a date with somebody who wore a dress.
Oh my God. So that was amazing. Can't wait to do that sketch one day. It's Thursday. It's Thursday.
So you're drunk.
I'm three palomas deep at noon.
Which for you, you'll black out.
Yeah.
For me, That's just hydrating before a workout.
That's insane. What's new on this Thursday, 12:13 p.m. Pacific time?
I was listening to Industry Baby because I'm really into Jack Harlow now. I think he's really good. He is really good. And he seems like a really nice guy, other than the fact that he seems to cheat on all of his girlfriends.
I didn't know that.
Which is, like, bad, but just be Polly or be open.
Be Polly.
It's not that hard to, like, have the rules of the relationship be that you can do what you want, because clearly he needs more.
Just be an open relationship.
Yeah. And then if
I don't know anything about Jack Harlow.
He's awesome. He's from Louisville.
So?
What's new with you?
What's new with me? I shot a commercial tape this morning where I had to have a neck brace on. And in the explanation video for the tape, they were like, you have to have a neck brace. So either just pretend like you have one on or just like put a towel around your neck or if you have a neck brace, wear it. And so at like 9:45 this morning, I'm sitting in our bedroom with a towel claw clipped around my neck for a pretzel commercial.
Of course.
And I just... it's just certain moments like that where I'm just like, what are we doing? But it always tickles me. I love a commercial audition because they're all batshit.
Yeah.
So that was fun. What else is new?
It's only been a day since we last recorded.
It's only been a day, but last night, so Wednesday is Daniel, E, and I, and Jay Lee, but Jay Lee's out of town right now. We watched Survivor. But last night, and I hate a spoiler. I never look up spoilers for anything. Last night, I was scrolling through Twitter before we watch, and I didn't even look up like hashtag Survivor 42, like anything. Yeah. And I saw who got voted out. And it was just like, you know, when Twitter's like suggested topic.
Yeah.
And it was the person who got voted out. I'm like, fuck me. And it was such a great episode. And Daniel and E were like sitting there for tribal council being like, oh my God, we have no idea who's going to leave. And it was the one I'm like, fuck, I hate that I know because it's so much less fun. And even when the episode ended, E was like, sucks that you knew. I'm like, it really does.
Yeah.
So I hate a spoiler. I hate spoilers. And Elizabeth loves a spoiler. So it's really interesting. Because she likes knowing. She likes being the first to know things.
I guess. I feel like that's like the episode is structured so that you're shocked.
But she doesn't actively look it up, but it's like if someone's like, oh, do you want to know a spoiler about this thing? She'll be like, yeah, and then she'll watch it anyway. She loves just knowing.
That's a hot take personality trait.
But we're not here to talk about Survivor.
Riley, in the summer, do you ever, like, tan?
Tanning, it's impossible for me to tan. One, okay. Because I'll just burn. And two, I try not to spend much time in the sun because the sun is my sworn enemy because I'm really susceptible to skin cancer.
Okay.
Because I'm so pale.
Why do you ask? Well, sometimes I'll sun my D. Is why I bring it up.
Is why I bring it up. Has nothing to do with our topic. You just wanted to say it.
We're doing neck pillows.
We're doing Sunny D.
Sunny D.
Baby.
So Sunny D is Sunny Delight, right?
Sunny Delight, absolutely. But I've always known it as Sunny D. I think that was a rebrand. It used to be probably the full name Sunny Delight. I really fucked with Sunny D when I was little.
I used to think it was interchangeable for orange juice and just tasted better, but no,
it's I did too, actually.
Citrus punch drink, I think, is the legal term.
It's a little bit, it's thicker. It's thicker than an OJ.
I thought it was thinner.
At least the ones I've had have been...
curdled.
Curdled. I mean, it's like, that would be... If Sunny D was in your lunchbox, you were a fucking star.
You know what my favorite part about Sunny D is? The fucking bottles.
They're really good. They have a good hand feel. They're a wonderful size.
The like fucking, it's sort of like a milky...
viscosity.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There's a $777 hoodie for Sunny D. Weird.
When was the last time you chugged a Sunny D?
It's got to be like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
When was the last time you politely sipped a Sunny D?
When was the summer solstice?
That's, That's how I ring in the summer solstice every year. by an aperitif of Sunny D.
It has to be 15 years ago. What about you?
Same. I couldn't tell you the last time. I just know I was wee for the Sunny D.
I think it would be good. It would be a good like mixer if you're like in Miami and you're like at a bachelor party.
If you're where?
Oh, sorry. If Poppy's in Miami, maybe Poppy would like pour out a third of the Sunny D, or maybe half of the Sunny D, fill the rest with tzatziki, and then shake and rinse, repeat on a boat.
So you shower yourself in the mixed drink.
Yeah.
Got it.
But I shake it
first. It would be a good mixer. Maybe add a little bit of lime in there.
Yeah. I think that would be huge. I think that I'm actually going to maybe try that.
Could be huge. Well, based on the reviews, a lot of the delivered Sunny D get quite moldy in transit.
I saw a lot of those.
A lot of moldy D.
Yeah.
Jeff, would you like to kick us off with our first Sunny D review?
Yeah. This is from
I was trying to think of something that rhymed with Sunny D that had to do with the reviews, but there was nothing.
This is from Delilah H.
Delilah Hauser.
All right. Delilah
Sorry, it's
Hauser.
Just like, don't put disrespect on Delilah Hauser like that.
Keep Hauser's name out of your goddamn mouth. 3 stars.
Middle of the road for Sunny D.
The title is Missing Juice. Missing juice in one of the bottles. Also, packing is all sticky and wet. Yeah, we know what happened. It's not a mystery.
Oh, Detective Barnes, you did not need to come down to the station. This was a pretty open shut case.
I don't think so, Detective.
I promise you, we turned in all the paperwork. The husband killed her. It's usually always the husband, and he even admitted to the crime. So we're good to go.
The case is simple on its face, yes, but when you dig a little deeper, the questions arise. Like, where is Lisa?
Lisa is in the morgue.
Okay.
We can take you down to her if you...
No, that's what everybody's going to assume. But I need to look further. We haven't been able to find her since the night that the husband, yes, did confess to her murder.
Right. We know where she
is. What's going on?
I'm sorry for laughing. It's been a long day. We know where she is now because we found, unfortunately, it's tragic. We did find her body in their garage. And so we found her. She's in the morgue now. We told the rest of her extended family they're going to be coming down within the next couple hours. And the husband is, he's at the station. He fully confessed to the crime. So again, there's nothing else to look into. It's pretty clear cut.
Do you know why I became a detective?
You're about to tell me, so go on.
My mom drank a Sunny D that was supposed to be for me. Of course, I didn't know that at the time. I just opened the fridge, and little Gregory is pretty sad, right? No delight to be had. And I start to write down who could have possibly drank it. The short list is my mother. Of course, my father wasn't around, so he's not on the list.
Right, you told me
that. And my brother Thimble.
Thimble?
Yes. He was tall as hell.
And what happened to him? He was tall as hell.
He is tall as hell. But for a kid, he was tall. And his name was Thimble, so it was sort of funny.
Okay. Listen, this is a wonderful story, Detective Barnes. I do
a
have to
sticky
finish up this.
Mess in my mother's dress.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
That's foul.
I meant in her dressing room trash can. She had drank the Sunny D.
So that was an open shut case.
She had taken it
too.
From me. No, I had to do the detective work, which, by the way, I was 9. So that's actually pretty good detective work for a 9-year-old. Now I'm 40. Now I'm 40, and the question is, who killed Lisa Maine?
Edgar Main killed his wife Lisa, and he admitted to the crime. He said it was a crime of passion. He had seen her flirting with the neighbor, even though I think just men and women can be friends. And he said, if I can't have you, no one can. And, you know, and so it goes.
No, but that doesn't compute, because he could have her, and I'm sure he did. The issue is more within. The morgue's within. Cut to there. He opens up her, like, drawer.
There she is. Oh, man, poor woman.
She's
oh,
not dead.
Horrible. What?
She's not dead.
The coroner can come and... I can't...
Maybe physically.
Right.
But I can feel her spirit. And you know what she's saying to me? She's saying, Gregory, it was... Oh, you know what? She said, yeah, it was Edgar.
It was Edgar. In fact, I don't know if the other officer showed you this, but he inscribed... Oh, it's very gruesome. I don't know if you want to see, but he did inscribe his name on her leg.
Wait a second. Is that the photo right there?
Yes.
That's not his handwriting.
How do you mean?
I read a lot of his letters.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know who else it could be. He fully admitted to every part of it. He even said, I have on the record, he said, I inscribed my name into her leg.
I take out a pen and pad. I write the same thing. I mean, it doesn't look the same, but it could be.
Wait. Sorry. This is, okay. We need to get another unit down to the morgue. Yes, right now. Thank you so much. Gregory, did you kill Lisa?
I didn't, but this handwriting does match.
It is the exact, and you would have had
she
to
She intuitively
the
whispered
weapon.
In my ears that it was Edgar, so I know that it was him, but this sucks, because now I'm a culprit, and I should have just left it. I should have let it be.
You should have let it be, because now it's very clear that you might not have killed her, but you were an accomplice.
Sprints away.
Cut to him in a cell with Edgar. What happened, man? I thought you were home free.
I'm too good of a detective.
So you turned yourself in?
By the way, which one of us clogged the toilet in the cell?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably going to be a mystery forever.
Oh, you know what? It was me. I'm remembering.
You're a really bad detective.
No. should we take a quick break?
Yeah. You're so good at finding clues.
But they
you
all
do all the wrong yeah, things.
I do all the crimes.
Yeah. It's bad Dexter. He does it and then he turns himself in.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like
yes.
Your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you. Right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm going to take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
And we're D.
And we're Dak.
Dax Shepherd.
That's good.
Okay.
Your first review?
Here we go. First review, 5 stars from Iris M.
Iris Mapitow.
Iris Mapitow. The title is The Freshness of the Juice. 5 stars. I love the fresh taste of the juice.
Right. And this is, we're doing this focus group because we need to get people's, especially adults' opinions, because we're trying to make Sunny D more appealing to adults.
Yes, absolutely.
You're the
I
only
remember
one,
when I was a kid.
Right. You're the only one who answered that this tasted fresh and organic and real.
Mm-hmm.
It is very synthetic. It's a lot of, you know, processed sugars, refined sugars. There's actually less than 5% real fruit juice in this.
Well, you could have fooled me. Well, I think that's wonderful. I mean, then what a testament to how fresh of a juice you made if it tastes like the real thing.
Right. Here's what's happening. My boss agrees with you. Everyone else at Sunny D thinks that there needs to be more organic ingredients. There needs to be more sustainable packaging. There needs to be something to bring it into the future because the world is ending as we know it.
Okay.
You are going to be one of 8 people who says something that he agrees with, and he will take that and run with it, and he won't change the product at all. The reason why we're doing this is because I need to change this product and make it better for the world, better tasting, better for your body, better for the environment. So if you could just stop lying, I think, or get like a better, palate.
I there must be some miscommunication. I have not been like paid off by your boss or
no,
anything.
No, I don't think you have. I think you genuinely believe this, and I wish you weren't a part of the focus group because you seem to be just bizarre.
So I think I'm a little confused. Is now a good time to open up for questions?
Yeah, well, it's just you and me. I pulled you out of the main room. So
I'm a little confused because I mean, I've been a part of many a focus group. I love focus groups. I feel like focus groups are just like, I feel so,
so you're
comforted.
This kind of person.
And I love just like helping make things better. I love seeing a product thrive. I think capitalism is just like, I could swim in it. So with this, I think I'm confused because it's like, you want people to buy the product. I'm telling you, honestly, I think it's delicious. It tastes like it's right off the Sunny D tree. And
that
so I'm
exist.
Confused as to how
the
that's
Sunny
an
D factory.
Issue.
It's an issue because how you're 28?
Yeah.
I'm also like undermining my boss right now. If I give you $1,000, will you just say that you hate it and wish that it had more real fruit juice in it?
Whoa. This feels against the rules.
You said you love capitalism.
Simon.
Why do you like rules and capitalism?
People can be multifaceted, Simon. That's what I've learned from folks.
Are you rich? Why do you like capitalism?
I love seeing big businesses thrive.
Why?
And so something like Sunny D, it gives me hope. You know, it gives me hope that this company can just keep using the high fructose.
Have you paid off your student loans?
Using the processed sugars.
Have you been able to pay off your student loans?
I feel like that's neither here nor there at this point.
So you haven't. Why are you doing this focus group? Because you love focus? Like, what was the reason why you went to your first focus group? Was it because you loved them from the jump or because you needed money?
Well, a friend of mine knew I needed some cash to, right. I was kind of scraping by on rent. I did the first one, got paid more handsomely than I had imagined.
And now you can get, if you love capitalism, great. So I will give you $1,000. If you just, all you have to say is that you like real fruit juice.
But what I've found in doing, in going through that, God. Is that it's like, I love capitalism, but I love staying true to myself.
Why? Why?
I love showing up to a place and getting paid for my honest opinion. And so I don't want your dirty money if I'm going to have to sit there and lie. I think Sunny D tastes like fresh squeezed orange juice off the tree. I think Sunny D, as it is, no change necessary.
Let's
Everything
do this.
About it's perfect.
Let's craft a sentence you can say when we go back in
craft,
that room.
That is like pure cheese.
Yeah, so
that
you don't have a good
like
palate.
Real cheese right
let's,
there.
Let's craft a sentence that is still on paper honest so that when we go back in that room, you can be honest. I'll give you the $1,000 and we will change the recipe.
But then it won't taste as good.
Will you drink this product if you aren't in a focus group?
No.
Right, so it doesn't matter what it tastes like to you.
Oh, okay.
Let's, when you go back in there, say, I like drinks that taste like real fruit juice. Because you think this does. So that's like, but you know.
Oh, I could say that all day.
Great.
That is like, people know that about me. It's like, I love, I really do. I can honestly tell you, like I can tell the world that it's like, I love drinks that taste like real fruit juice.
Okay, great.
That's not an issue for me.
This is $500 right there in an envelope. Ah. I'll give you the rest of it after you say it. And don't say anything more. Cut to the final part of the focus group.
All right. I think that we led a pretty successful focus group today. I'm hoping that you guys liked the product as is. So,
I just have one more thing to say, if I could.
Yeah.
This has been such, I'm just beaming. I get so energized from focus groups. So thank you so much for having me, first of all. If I could just say one more thing about the product. I love drinks that taste like real fruit juice.
And you think that this does?
I look over to Simon. Eyes wide. I love drinks that taste like real fruit juice. I can't get enough of it. What else is there to say?
And I'm sorry, I'm just not understanding why you're saying that. Are you saying that because it tastes like real fruit juice? Or are you saying that because you want it to taste like real fruit juice and it doesn't currently?
Looking at Simon, I'm like, yeah.
Flashing the cash.
No, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I think Sunny D is amazing as is. Please don't
get him
ever
out of here.
Change it.
Get him out of here.
I think it's
get him
incredible.
Out of here. Security for no reason, guys.
No,
I like what he was saying.
Cut to the new commercial for Sunny D. Sunny D tastes good just the way it is.
Simon.
Simon. Sunny D, no changes necessary, Simon.
All right, this is a 3-star review from Shackleford.
Shackleford Bears.
Shackleford Bears. 3 stars. We love Sunny D, and I was looking at this as the price is great and accidentally ordered this. Won't do it again, though, because the shipping is outrageous. The shipping time, or...
It just... All of it. The shipping is outrageous. I love it. It makes me think of, like... Like how, like, I feel like late 90s and early aughts, like family movies where this guy was like, an outrageous comedy. It would just be like the dad slipped on coffee in the morning.
So basically it's harkening back to the children's movies of yore, the sort of 1999 to 2003 era that I grew up on. And oh boy, is it going to be a wet, wild ride.
All right. Well, we're very excited to hear it. We have been waiting for your pitch all week. We've had just like drawl after drawl, like yucky stuff. But you are such a bright young voice. And so show us what you got. The producers and I are very excited.
We open on the parents. They're struggling financially, but they won't show it. Dad, he's sort of a fun guy who knows how to do DIY projects.
Okay.
The little runts. Like, nice. There's Timothy. There's Armandi. And there's Lizen. And these three aren't the only children.
We can workshop the names.
There's also five more. Pretty packed house. The other names are as follows. Irent, Tyrlernt, Finders Keeping, and Lancert.
And just whispering, and the names we can, the names,
the
are,
names are non-negotiable names are because half the script is about their names.
Okay.
Here's a sample piece of dialogue from page 4.
Oh, and you brought actors to read this, didn't you?
Yeah. You want to know their names?
Yes, please. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Farron.
And hello, my name is Cran.
We're going to do scene 4 from page 4.
Okay. Well, we're very excited to hear. This is a speech for us.
Timothy. What are you doing?
Let me see your driver's license. You just got it. Oh my God, your name is Irent?
Timothy, come on. Don't make fun of my name. You have a name also.
I'm worried about Dad. He hasn't done DIY in so long.
Our mailbox is looking like last season's mailbox. He should spice it up for Halloween.
Wait, let me go check on my Jeep Wrangler with the top down.
I have to go study for my geometry test with Ebe.
Who?
Ebe, our long-lost brother.
Where's a ninth?
And then that's sort of where it cut. Thanks, guys. That's sort of where the music kicks in, and there's going to be a ton of music.
Oh, it's
for
a
sure.
musical?
What?
Is it a musical?
That's not what I said. I said the soundtrack.
You said the music kick. I'm so sorry. We were under the impression that this was actually going to be a musical.
No, it's going to be like a lot of like aughts and late 90s songs. You know, like Jive Jones, Bowling for Soup for sure. And
but
then
no singing from the characters.
Fergie, let me finish. Fergie might be making an appearance.
Okay. Thank you two so much for coming in. Interestingly enough, you also have strange names, which I wasn't really expecting. Do you need a tissue?
I'm just like starting to tear up because I can feel that this deal is about to close and my dreams are going to be realized.
So, okay, we've wasted a lot of time talking about the characters' names. could you walk us through, like, I think what we here at Lionsgate really focus on is, like, the why. Like, why this story? Why now? What about it? I mean, kind of what I was getting from you is, like, we're missing the teen comedy of yore. Is that what you're getting at? Like, coming of age, family dynamics, or am I totally off the mark? I really hope I'm not.
The why is that I like it. And I don't know. I think that it's the same. I don't know what the why now was of those. I mean, why were those made in the 2000s, right? It just doesn't, there wasn't any. And so I don't think there needs to be any going forward. I mean, why?
Any what?
What's that?
There wasn't any, there doesn't need to be any going forward. What does
I don't,
that mean?
I just don't think any show needs a why. Like why was Handmaid's Tale made in 2017? What's the timing of that?
If you have to ask, Mr. Bear, I am afraid that this might not be the company to take your film forward.
Wow.
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 Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are starting their own production companies lately, so you seem like you have an entrepreneurial spirit. Maybe that might be something of interest to you, but I don't, everyone's kind of nodding. I don't think we can move forward with your project. What was the name of it again?
The name of it was, like another 10 of these to have with the names.
That's so, the whole title, Simon. Like another 10 of these to have with the names.
Simon.
Comma Simon, like yes. You're talking. Okay.
Correct.
Oh, so it's like the Sunny D commercial.
Yeah, I used to run Point for them. I was I love marketing.
That. It's signed just the way it is, Simon. Everyone's like, yeah, it's signed just the way it is. Yeah. Oh, we love that. Oh, okay. So you've got a good head on your shoulders.
I yeah, no, but I wrote a feature film script that doesn't even seem like you guys read. But because I did commercials for a fruit punch, you're interested?
Fruit drink, fresh fruit drink.
Okay.
Well, I mean, listen, like, we all love your previous work. I think this might have just been a little too out there, but if you have any other material, we'd be interested in something that isn't the one about the 10 kids.
I have one that's about 14 kids.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. The more kids, the bigger the hijinks, Simon.
They all crack up.
So what do you think?
No deal.
We're prepared to fully fund your film.
Yeah, but you don't get it. You know, I think it's important to work with people who get the material, and you're just not there. Maybe in like 2 years, read it again, and then if you get it, then we can do it then. Because the reason why you want to do it is because I used to do commercials, not because, you know, and because there's a lot of kids. The point of the story is not that there's a lot of kids. It's that every family has their own struggle, right? I said the parents have financial issues. I said the dad does DIY projects. Why does he do DIY projects? Because he needs to distract himself because he doesn't go to therapy. Why does Timothy have a Jeep Wrangler? Because he's insecure, because he thinks that he needs material goods to prove his worth. Because guess what? Daddy's not around to tell him that he's worth a damn. Right? He's in the shed building a bench. So the difference between 10 kids, 14 kids, that's not going to be what makes it a good movie. And if you think that that's why, you don't get it. So I'm gone. I'm ghost.
Wait, before you go, that's what we've been waiting for. That's it. Everyone's slow. We knew you had it in you. We knew the why was there all along. We just wanted to make sure your vision was clear. We wanted to make sure you fully saw it, because if you can see it, we can see it, and America can see it, and Europe will see it, and markets all around the world will see this family struggle. We'll see the dad making a bench. We'll see Timothy and his Wrangler. So yes, it's a go. It is a full go. Name your price. Name the budget you need.
We could do it for like 10, but let's... Fuck it. Let's go for 40.
Yeah. Everyone, fuck it. The most expensive plane.
All right. Should we do our last segment?
Okay. Okay, crazy ass.
This shook me all week long. What has been shaking me? sort of interesting.
Is it?
What's been shaking you? Why don't you start us off? If you have
what's been shaking me is graphic novels.
Yeah.
I'm reading my first graphic novel. I'm very late to the game. I'm reading Saga Volume 1, which, hold on, let me look when that came out. Saga.
Well, came out in March. What are you talking about, late to the game?
I don't think so. That came out in 2012. And I love it. I think it's phenomenal. Daniel read it first, and then he finished it, and now I'm reading it and can't get enough of the stuff. And yeah, it's just really great. And like I said on Twitter, graphic novels are just picture books with cussing. which has been really, really fun for me. There are a lot of great creatures in Saga. I love a creature. I love a critter. I love an animal. I love a beast.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's really beautiful. The story's great. It's made me cry. It's made me laugh. I'm having such a ball. And for Daniel's birthday this year, we got our other friend and I, we got him volumes 2 and 3. And so I will be reading those as soon as I'm done with this. So graphic novels, they're picture books, but with boobs.
Everybody, loud applause.
TEDx. And at two brute Jeffrey.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you looking? There's no one else in there.
Oh, you know what? Shout out Sniff. My friend Sydney works at this company. It's a startup in Brooklyn and Massachusetts, I think. And they just make really good, it's kind of direct-to-consumer scented candles. And I got the Instant Karma and the Off the Grid. I think I like the Off the Grid better, but yeah.
What does it smell like?
I would say it smells like warmth. I mean, they both smell different, and I'm forgetting which one smells like what. The one I just had burning last night was Off the Grid, and I would say that it smells clean, warm, and a little bit woody.
Mm.
It's, I don't know, I like it a lot, and I'm hoping that they sponsor this show.
Hell yeah, come on, Sniff.
And that's it.
Let's get a whiff of that sniff.
Let's get a whiff of that sniff.
Let's get a whiff of that sniff.
Bottom feeder style.
No, not bottom feeder style. And I also, you're not going to get, we're not going to get sponsored by them if you're replacing asshole with sniff.
I didn't say that. Hey, don't say that when we're talking about sniff. Come on.
You're the one who said bottom feeder style.
You're not getting it. You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. And you can follow the show on Instagram at Review Review, on Reddit r/Review Review.
You can follow Jeffrey on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyard. Shall we thank some patrons?
Let's do it. Thank you to _ Christian Side Hugs Dogs and Cats too.
Aaron Carrico.
Agent Michael Scarn, cereal, eggs, milk, breads, coffee, apples, tea, toothpaste, paper towels. That's, yeah.
A co is somehow still waiting on an apology. 137 ups without an apology, she said. Don't ever correct her.
And now a patron who needs no introduction, so moving on.
Bob Buell, I'm sorry, a co, 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 I'm sorry, a co.
Chuck!
Connor Finney's looking fine, feeling chine. What do you guys think about my new nickname, Finney?
I hate it. Cristiano Ribaldo. So it's Cristiano Ribaldo. So it's Cristiano Ronaldo, but rather than kicking balls into a soccer net, he's placing his in a baldo.
Curvature is a little baby. That's right, I'm bringing it back, featuring Buildo.
Dakota tweets like he eats, which is to say a lot and unhealthily. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna vow to follow them at
New patron.
New patron.
Dakota as in Scott, right? That's actually a good fucking idea. I literally promise to follow them too right now as I'm saying this. New patron.
Damian Kirk walked 40 minutes to see Sonic 2 on Sunday. Next time, do you think he should just stay home and try fucking instead?
Fancy Octopus.
Freya.
Frito Pray Love.
Garth, enemy of the pod. I found the man who created me and tore him limb from limb.
Gail D. Coles.
Gilk Jonic.
Gray Titan of the Night, defender of the meek.
Grumble Bumble Pump.
Hallie the Horribly Awesome is Gray's twin.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Use code Jeff for 20% off your first Baldo purchase.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Use code Jeff for 20% off your first Baldo purchase.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Use code Jeff for 20% off your first Baldo purchase.
Happy birthday, Jeff, from Daddy Tuesday Night.
It's not. Hey, Alyssa. Happy birthday, you beautiful old motherfucker. Sam's not allowed to swear at home, so I'm saying it for him, new patron.
Hey, Jeff, could you please have anyone from Hey Riddle Riddle on the HeadGum Podcast, please?
I'm not even going to put my name here. I don't deserve the shout out. It's James Wagner, by the way.
Jake Ullman.
Jay was kind of checked out for a bit, but kind of gets PT to GMT now.
Jesse Tipton.
JP again. Thought I was giving a surface level intro to my life. Therapist ended the sesh with, well, that sounds like a lot.
Caleb is too busy to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the beep. Beep.
Casper Bopasper.
Lauren Malang.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
Martin Shrelizabeth Holmes.
Michael Begel.
Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas.
Mo Pete featuring Nolan Murphy.
My, oh my God, I don't know how to say this. My,
otorhinolaryngologist
told me to stop smoking. Jesus Christ.
Nate Porteous thinks this has to be a Riley rename. Jeff can't be silly.
Nolan Murphy crunchitizes his lovers when they call him Captain.
Why did that turn me on? Oh, hi, Mark. Well, priest.
That's really good. Oh, so it's lame to advertise your business through your Patreon name? Come say that to my face at Smokin' Time on Main Island.
Pete Bradford patiently awaits the premiere of his theme song.
It happened today, Pete. Phoebe.
Puffin and Squaw.
Quack.
Riss, Jeffrey being a McLaren fan offends my Mercedes sensibilities, Bergman.
So what, is this like a job now? You're telling me I have to update my name more than once a year?
That's at... Wow, I checked, and their tweets are actually fire, and I did follow him, by the way.
That's so Raven. It's the future I can, well, see.
The dulcet tones of Jeff's sleep moans.
And TJ Michael.
Saved by the bell there, Anspa. None last
and
night.
TJ Michael. Thank you guys for subscribing at the highest of all tiers, of all two tiers.
Patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. We have another Zoom party coming up.
On the 20th, when does this?
This will be after the 20th, but still, okay. We have another one coming.
We
up
have
in two
one
weeks
on June 2nd. It'll be my birthday, Zardy. My birthday's on June 3rd, and the Zardy. If there was ever a time to join the VI patrons and be a VI podcast and come to a Zardy, we get to celebrate. Well, me.
we hemorrhage patrons.
I unsubscribed because I didn't want to celebrate Riley. No, I get it. I get it.
And we'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci.
Cheese!
That was a HeadGum Original.